So after we shut down, I got a hold of Don Peoples, and I had to convince Jim Marvin, the president of Anaconda, that we'd open the books, everything, all open the books so they could see that we're losing all this money. And I spent 3 or 4 days down in Denver trying to convince him, and he was retiring, and finally he said, okay, go do it. So I got a hold of Don Peoples. Told him he's the one that should do it, not me, because I don't have any credibility, you know, that we're going to do this. But you form the committee, and you get your union guys, and Barney Rask and a couple other union guys and businessmen like Harp Cody and Finch from Tech, you know, and we'll lay it out. And so they understand that we were in a predicament, you know. So they did that, and they asked Barney at one of those discussions, you know, do you think that $9, you know, 40% cut in pay, what do you think of that, Barney? And Barney said, I'll tell you one thing, they're not going to open this damn mine unless they can make some money. And if they're not going to make any money, you better listen to them. Because, so, he didn't thank Barney for it. And the sad part about it was, when he died, I went to his funeral and that, and there wasn't one union official in that thing. So, Denny said, go ahead. And we started hiring people back, and that's the story. That there's, you know, 100 years of unionism in Butte, and it went out with a whimper.